Hello, Depressies. This is live coming to you from the closet with Jocelyn.
And Reagan. It's actually not live.
Well, obviously.
Obviously. Okay. It's live for us.
It's live for us. So in our hearts. Think if we need to get good vibes, we need a ritual before we start.
A ritual.
Like we go to Taco Bell and have a mukbang.
That's really specific.
Well, we had Taco Bell tonight and we're doing good.
That's true. That is true. You're not wrong. Yeah. Also, we watched a lot of BuzzFeed Unsolved and we like cuddled for like 20 minutes.
I think we needed that.
I think we need I always need that.
Me too.
I look forward to it.
Every Friday we're like, what's up?
I hear you pull up and I'm like, get over here, bitch.
Or I open the door, hello, I'm here. And I say hi to your brother playing the VR. And
I just let you in. I don't even get out of the bed anymore. No, I'm just like, come
I just
in.
Walked in.
I actually didn't hear you today.
Well, I didn't ring the doorbell.
Oh, you didn't? That's okay. You can't just walk in. You're welcome.
Thank you. I was like, I come here enough, I'm just gonna walk in.
I mean, if you see like all the cars in the driveway and you like hear voices, maybe just like poke your head in the door and make sure no one's like running around getting dressed, but usually that's not happening.
I figured if I came through the front door.
Yeah, we have too many windows in the front for that.
You see me drive by.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
I forgot. Okay, so I was thinking about it earlier.
Okay.
You know the Vine where it's like, what's up? I'm Jared. I'm 19. I never fucking learned how to read Vine. I don't make references enough to that.
Oh, and you're 19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's up? I'm Jocelyn. I'm 19. I never fucking
learned how to read. Yes. I know what you mean.
Primo Vine content is not being hit right now by me.
It would be funnier if you were, like, dyslexic.
That's why I'm seeing it, because she's dyslexic. I had to look up why that was the game, why they were doing the wrist thing. I had to look it up.
You had to look it up.
And I work at YMCA. Like, I had to look it up.
Oh, my God. I still find it really funny that you work at the YMCA. Well, after YMCA. All these years. You were a YMCA kid?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I was thinking about the other day?
What?
I think we both were outside kids growing up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but you were an outside kid, like, your parents take you to, like, national parks. I was an outside kid, like, we ran around feral in the woods and, like,
oh, forts. I did that, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Me and my sister made forts out of our lawn chairs, and we, like, slept in it.
And that's fun. We were, like, asking the neighbors to borrow nails and, like, going outside and, like, cutting
them. Oh, just built shit with sticks.
Okay.
Well, one time we were playing Abandoned Island.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right? Yeah.
I was, like, 7. Or no, I was, like, 9. Or 10.
Mm-hmm.
We tied my friend Maddie to a tree.
Oh, my God. Why?
Because she was, like, the bad guy.
Oh, that's still, that's a little.
And we didn't, like, leave her there, but we, like, definitely tied her to a tree and pretended to torture her.
That's.
At, like, the age of 10.
Okay.
Good times as kids.
It's a little bit of, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, starting off strong this week.
Starting off strong. Yeah.
What would you like to talk about? What would you like to talk about today?
I guess, you know. Well, I. Uh-huh. So, okay. This is just a fun little tidbit going off of us playing outside as kids. We loved to do it. We played outside. We were in the woods. We were in the river. We would go, like, find, like, trash and shit. Like, and my mom would get mad at us because she's like, you guys can't go, you know, like, a mile into the woods. And we'd be like, oopsie, sorry.
Oops. I'm child. It doesn't count as trespassing.
Sorry. We're actually feral. But, my neighbor, her older sister, who was, like 2 or 3 years older than us.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, she was really pretty. And she always wore her eyeliner. And she had, like, that, like, kind of, like, crumbly eyeliner, like, on, like, her, like, upper end. It was really pretty.
Yeah.
And, anyway, she would kick down pine trees for us.
Girls.
But I remember I was, like, obsessed with her look. Like, she was, like, scene emo, but, like, not quite.
That's the look we try to achieve now.
It is the look we try to achieve now. But she, like, did it really flawlessly. Like, anyway, her vibe, her look is the reason why I'm so obsessed with Riot Grrrl in this day and age.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Riot Grrrl music.
I love Riot Grrrl music.
It gets me. Is it, like, my top genre? No.
No.
Do I love it?
Yes.
Yes.
But also, my top genre is pop, so, you know. But I do love Riot.
That's tough.
I love Riot.
Ooh, did you hear Hosier's song, the new one?
I haven't listened to it yet, but yeah. I'm like, I'm just waiting for the whole thing so I can just, like, be immersed.
Okay, well.
New music hasn't been.
Immersion is just not. Just prepare yourself.
It's not an immersion song? Because the new Mitski Kama song came out, I immersed myself, and I cried on my way to school.
That was an immersion song.
That was an immersion song.
This one is giving, like, Adam Levine.
Like, in a bad way?
Like,
Maroon 5 derogatory? Or, like.
Just neutral. Maroon 5 neutral.
Oh. I feel like our music taste is, like, I'm not other girls, I'm worse.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Just our music taste.
My music taste is, sorry, other girls. I didn't mean to.
Sorry. Sorry, other girls. Sorry I was mean.
Well, there are a lot of Riot Girl songs that I really, really love.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get more into bands. I really like queer, like, punk core, which is, like, a derivative of Riot Girl. I sound like such a bitch sometimes. Like, it's a derivative. I'm not other girls. It's a derivative of
that's
Riot
just,
Girl.
That's just my, you know, I'm worse.
No, let's get back to
me
to
about
my,
literally anything.
My core.
We don't have opinions about movies.
We talked about movies four times.
No, we said we wouldn't bring it up.
That's true. We're not going
to
talk about
movies. Let's go back to Riot Girl.
Riot Girl. I love Riot Girl. Yeah, bottom line. But I'm also stupid. And, like, that's a personality trait of mine. And I just love...
Not the sharpest knife in the block. That's okay. Me either.
For someone who hates
the
pretentious people...
The tool, knives. Woohoo!
Nice.
We're very pretentious about things.
Yeah. For someone... I hate pretentious people. I'm very pretentious.
I hate pretentious people. But, like, it's pretentious about cheese.
I am pretentious about hating pretentious people.
That's fair.
I'm like, I hate when people are pretentious, then I proceed to be pretentious.
Gay keeps being pretentious.
Yeah. Well, okay. Bottom line is, this is just... I'm not pretentious about Riot Girl.
No.
I'm not pretentious about music in general. I don't like to be. But I was thinking the other day, because a song came on in my car, and I was like... This would make a really good Riot Girl song if someone did a Riot Girl cover of this song. Mm-hmm. And it got me thinking, and I was like, there are a lot of songs that deserve
so many
Riot Girl covers.
Like what?
SOS by ABBA.
Oh my god. That's
how
perfect.
How fucking baller would that? That would be so cool.
Like, dear Riot Girl bands, cover this song.
Just
love,
all of them?
Dear all of them. Well, there's just one I really like. Fuck, what's it called? Dollhouse? No. Doll Skin.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Would kill it. They have a song, Empty House, that I like.
Yes.
They would blow that shit out of the water.
Honestly, any of Stevie Nicks' songs would be just crazy rag. It doesn't have to be, like, a song by a woman. You know what I mean?
No.
You know...
Like Hozier?
Yeah.
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 Also, I think At Last by Etta James would fuck as a rag.
Oh my
song.
God, you were totally right. You said
like,
that
they
to
have
me?
The beginning, and I'm like, yeah, and then they get into the guitar. Like,
oh my God. Yeah.
I would lose my mind.
That'd be so good.
That'd be so good. Let's see, what else?
Oh my God.
Green Day. No, not Green Day. Blink-182.
Blink-182.
All the small things.
Yeah,
Riot Girl.
It's already pretty close.
I know, but I feel like they could, perfect it.
They definitely could perfect it.
Where it'd be more, like, people who aren't us like it.
Yeah, fix the, like, Cali Surfer British
whatever the fuck
voice thing. Yeah.
The Killers.
Yeah. Killers songs would make great
when we were young
songs.
Ugh.
Ugh. One of the best. Oh my God, now I'm just
thinking. Oh my God, now I have so many.
I know, right?
But it's just, like, every other, like,
I...
Most songs ever.
I like. I think we just both enjoy things when, like, a cute young girl with a punk aesthetic is playing a bass guitar. I think it just makes us happy.
Like, when we went to see the Regrets, we were like, wow.
Oh my God, they were
so good.
Over
the Moon for Lydia Knight. She's only, like, 2 years older than us. Or not even.
I think she's the same age as us.
I think she's, like, 20.
I think she was 17 when we went to see their show. And we were 17, weren't we?
I thought she was 18.
I would have to Google it.
I don't remember, because my dad was like, oh my God, she's your age. I was like, what the fuck?
God. JoJo Siwa was only, like, a few, like, she's, like, not even
I think about that constantly.
Yeah. Not even a whole year younger than me.
Also,
I think
how, like, all these fans, like, Jacob Satoru.
Don't say it. Don't even say it.
What? That, I was not going to say that. I was just be like, it's weird that he's, like, so famous. Or, like, Finn Wolfhard.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say it's weird that he's so close in age to us. To me, specifically.
Oh, not you specifically. Just in general.
Okay. I was going to say, because every
like,
time...
Like, he could have been our graduating class in high school. No, he was a year younger.
He was... He was a little...
Like, Finn Wolfhard, it's weird that we're, like,
He probably could have graduated before us.
No, I thought... No, he's...
I don't know.
His birthday's after mine.
The Stranger Things kids, they don't do bad. They do some pretty good songs that might make good
Riot
Girl songs.
Okay, the his band, Calpurnia, they have a song, Blame. That's not with fucking
my
Riot
sister,
Girl songs.
Did I ever tell you my sister saw them at Shaky Knees a few years ago?
No.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
Oh my God, a Shaky Knees.
Phoebe Bridgers, in my moment, I gotta give Ruby the heads up. Like, girl, I'm gonna cry.
That's okay.
I'm gonna hear Moon Song. I'm like, yeah. I had a Phoebe Bridgers moment today in the car.
Did you?
I didn't actually cry, but I was like, what song did you listen to?
All of them.
Oh, I have a playlist. I have a playlist called Girlies, and it's all Phoebe Bridgers and Miskey, and like one Clario song.
I've been listening exclusively to the Sawbones podcast.
Okay, period. That's a serve.
I think I'm hyper fixating.
That's okay. I've been mixing it up with like old The Adventure Zone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like listening to like their new stuff because I've been listening to Amnesty, which is my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fuck it up, old people. Because the characters are, like, 40, 60, and then, like, 20.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, fuck it up.
Yep.
It's a good time. You know, I think we should talk about our top albums of all time. I can pile a list.
Okay, okay. I don't know if I could do it. Wait, I'm scared. Why are you scared? I don't think I could come up with top albums. I could tell you a few that I really love.
I mean, I could probably guess a couple. I mean, I feel like some of these, oh, you'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would totally will.
But then I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm just bad at ranking things.
They're go not ranked. Though. My list is albums in no order.
Okay, that's cool.
Are you ready to go from the bottom or the top?
Whatever you want to do, girl.
Okay, starting off strong.
Okay.
The Black Parade by My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, that's
phenomenal. The only album ever.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
but fair. My favorite song by them isn't on the album. It's on, like, the one they released in 2006.
Which one?
Geek out about My Chemical Romance.
Which one?
All the Angels.
Oh my god. That's very you. Not in a bad way.
Thank
that's,
you.
But that makes
I
a lot of
love
sense.
That song.
It's very you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. I'm glad I liked it. Okay. Folklore by Taylor Swift. Purgatory by Tyler Childers. That is one of the best albums. Like, country yeah. albums out there.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I'm gonna be honest. Mm-hmm. I take a little bit of issue with the Feathered Indian song.
Yeah.
It's a little problematic.
Sometimes I hear it, I'm like,
Yeah, especially the pronunciation.
Uh-huh.
Also, like, just the vibe of the content of the song in general. I'm like, I feel like this is meant to be cute, but it's just kind of creepy.
It's not even the song I like the most.
I know what you mean.
Okay.
Other than that one, everything else.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Passes the vibe check. Passes the vibe check.
Oh my god, my screen keeps turning off. Okay. Pony by Orville Peck.
That's
love me some Orville Peck. So excited to see this weekend.
I was like, that one's gonna be just
I'm gonna be on the barrier. But yes. I know you don't like him, so that's okay.
It's okay.
Okay, Cleopatra by the Lumineers.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal. Honestly, every Lumineers, specifically three, they're all great albums.
Okay, three is really good, but I feel like three, every time I listen to it all the way through, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh my god.
I feel like with the mastery of the, so pretentious about music, I'm so sorry.
We don't have opinions, but we talk about music
almost,
and movies.
I almost talked about film because of the music videos to the Lumineers songs.
I was about to bring it up. They're so good. The first time
they're
I watched
great.
That, I was like, oh my god.
It's
they're
just
so
cool.
good. I would totally... They did such a good job with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they did.
And the girl kind of looks like my cousin. Anyway.
That's...
The Stranger by Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, Billy Joel was just, like, smashing out bangers. Just constantly.
Billy Joel. I think I want to go see him.
Billy Joel?
Yeah. I'm mean, surprised. Like, what?
Does he still perform?
Yeah, at Radio City. No, not Radio City. That's the Rockettes. Fuck. In
wherever.
In New York, I've been there. It's where the New York Rangers play.
Oh, I don't know things about.
New that's York. Okay. It's in because we toured it, and I was like, this shit sucks. But Billy Joel plays here.
Oh,
woo!
Billy Joel.
Yay, Billy Joel.
You know he was the dog in Oliver and Company.
I did not.
He wrote all the songs for that.
Oh my god, that's so
that's
cute.
His
I
voice.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love.
That. I tell people that every time we hear about Billy Joel.
I love Billy Joel. Okay, Hozier, self-titled.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Both of Hozier's albums
now,
are
now, I really love Wasteland Baby.
Yeah.
I love it. It's a great album, but I like the Hozier album, like his original,
yeah.
so much more.
That's fair. I think that they just, I just enjoy them in different ways.
Yeah, I get, like, I feel like the original is, like, more nostalgic,
yeah.
and it's, like, this is when I listened to when I was younger, you know, it's, like, more
yeah.
like the like,
if you think about, like, the year that both of them came out, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I agree with that, totally.
And I then,
somebody had an emo phase. From Under the Cork Tree by Fall Out Boy. And that's
yeah.
like a hot opinion. People don't like that
Did
album.
Did I?
Oh my gosh,
it
fuck
is.
You guys.
Did I tell you about their set design at the Hello Mega Tour?
No.
It literally looked like a high school production of Into the Woods. It looked it looked like, you know, like Angry Orchard, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, it looked like the Angry Orchard logo. It really did. And I felt so bad. I was like, it was good set design. Like, they... But I was like...
Like, they went off, but also...
But also, like,
no.
I think that that's very similar to the 8th grade production of Into the Woods we
that's
had
okay.
when I was in middle school.
Yeah, but I really love that album. The CD's in my car now, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Both and of the Hozier CDs are in my car.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't have those CDs. Okay, this one barely made it on the list. Pure Heroin... Is it Heroin or Heroin? Fuck. The Lord album.
Oh, Heroin.
Heroin. Pure Heroin, but by Lord.
That's a good one.
That's a good album. My dad likes it.
I
want.
Yeah, that also tracks for him.
Mm-hmm. My dad also likes Lumineers. Half of this is
your dad has great taste.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then Pretty Odd by Panic! At the Disco, which I think is funny because I really hate the Beatles. But like that album, they did drugs and listened to the Beatles, and they're like, shit out Pretty Odd.
I mean, I always have had like, you know, like I like the Beatles are cool.
Yeah, yeah,
they're
cool.
indifferent towards the Beatles. I mean, I have an appreciation for them. And also, I listened to their music a lot as a kid. That's my thing, is that I feel like it's weird to take an opinion stance, because a lot of it is nostalgia.
I never, my parents played only exclusively 90s alternative. But never the Beatles.
My parents didn't play a ton of the Beatles, but my neighbor really liked it, and we played Beatles Rock Band together.
Oh, we always did Eye of the Tiger Rock Band.
Oh, we did
because that's
too.
The only one I could do the drums to.
We did Lego Rock Band. Oh, it had to be Ghostbusters.
I would love to play Lego Rock Band. I have such an appreciation for, like, Lego, like, anything.
Me too. Like, they, I don't know who the hell writes the jokes for the Lego movie.
They're so fucking
they're
funny.
They're really funny.
We were watching the Lego movie a couple weeks ago. It was so fucking funny.
We watched
funny.
The Lego Batman movie.
We had to specify it. We watched the Lego Batman movie. I think it's funny. It's like there's that serious audio from, like, TikTok.
Oh my God, I know. Movie. And then
it cracks
I hear
me up
it.
Every time.
Yeah, she says Batman, and I'm like, this is...
No, it's from the Lego Batman movie.
It takes me a second. I unironically enjoy Lego media.
Yeah, of course. Like, I'm not gonna watch the Ninja movie, but I do enjoy, like, the everything is awesome.
I can appreciate that. Back on the Beatles is the...
Sorry for the tangent about Lego Batman.
I have to, in my rock history class, mm-hmm. we've done just, like, it's, like, 75 minutes of Beatles the last couple days.
I think I'd be like, I'm gonna fuck you
no. No, I mean, because they're really, really important to, like...
I think you should bring up my stance that My Chemical Romance had more... effect on pop culture than the Beatles, and see what your professor
says. I'm just
says.
Gonna have to disagree.
Please. No, I just want you to say it to him, and then
I'm
see
not
what
gonna
he's...
say
I think
that
he
to
would
him.
Pass out.
No,
I think that'd be so funny. I would say it.
I would look like an idiot.
Even if everyone hates me,
Fix It Felix, the teacher's pet, would be like, "You're so stupid."
I'm like, Felix, not to be like mean, but like, I would tell him to kill him. In my head, I'm like, "Kill yourself." I wouldn't actually say
so
that.
Mean.
In my head, I wouldn't actually say.
I wouldn't actually say. Would you mean it?
No,
I know that. I was just.
Oh, okay.
Making sure everybody else knew.
Oh, I don't actually mean it. Please don't kill yourself. Insert suicide hotline here.
Here. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I used to know the number. Oh,
no!
Oopsie, guys. Don't worry about that. Anyway.
I can edit that out if you'd like.
No, it's fine. After, like, several 75-minute classes, not several, two okay. 75-minute classes on the Beatles, I have mm-hmm. a lot of, I knew that they were influential.
I mean, like, yeah.
Obviously, like, I knew what they did, but actually, like, hearing from them and hearing from people who are around them.
Like, what? What did they do?
What did they do?
Give me a little synopsis.
One of my favorite things about music that I love more than anything is, like, this is why I love Thin Lips so much.
Mm-hmm.
Is when, like, you can just,
also,
like...
Thin Lips fucks, so...
Yes! Is when you can just,
guys,
like,
check
jump
out
in...
Thin Lips.
Yeah, check out Thin Lips on Spotify. Don't worry, I'll force it on you at some point.
We should put that on our playlist.
I think it is already on there. I think that there's
we
a song
have
on
more.
There already.
Add Andy Weed.
I think Andy... Oh, no, I didn't put Andy Weed on there. I put No Sorrow on there.
Oh, don't put the song for those who miss you.
I will not. I will also not
I should
put...
add that onto my Sad Girlies playlist, which the title is just Girlies. So.
I will also not put Smoking's Request.
No. Yeah. Songs that should not be on the playlist.
No. Anyway,
we don't make our followers depressed.
I really like when one of my favorite things about music, even not even looking at the music, just looking at, like, when artists just kind of get together and they just kind of make things they like, they don't necessarily, like, study music intensively, they just sort of, like, get together and they just make the music and they sort of, like, riff it and it just kind of becomes this really incredible thing, I think that that's great. And that's what
Me
the Beatles
too.
Did, is that they were young kids.
Ooh, shit.
Not Coolio.
Oh
Oops.
My God, sorry, Coolio. Sorry for... there's no Thin Lips song.
It's okay. I put No Sorrow on there, which is, like, an album that Thin Lips Modern
oh,
Baseball
true.
And...
True.
Yeah, the Super Weeks did.
Chef's kiss.
But, No, Thin Lips wasn't on that song.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the Beatles really did that. Thin Lips, I feel like they really do that, where they just kind of go and they make the music. It's not like...
Yeah.
They all went to, like, Juilliard or some shit. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. not, like, it's not corporate in a way.
It's just, like, people getting around, fucking together, and then creating.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that in media.
Yeah.
Like, we watched this thing in my film class. I only caught the last 10 minutes because I skip film all the time. But that's
oh,
not the point.
Is this about movies?
Oh. Fuck!
Do we need a little warning?
Trigger warning. Movie.
Movie.
Okay, so it's this, like documentary that these people made about this, like, shitty, not, like, shitty. It's, like, they're trying to make a horror movie in, like, fuck-ass nowhere, Minnesota, and it's just, like, this homegrown, like, whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Horror movie called Coven? Whatever. And so they made this documentary about it called American Movie. Wait, I forgot what I was going with this. Oh, yeah, so it's this dude, and he's just trying to, like,
yeah.
It's, like, the student and his friends are just trying to, like, get this shit together and just, like, and it's, like, a labor of love.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it didn't win any awards. Like, the documentary they made about the movie actually, like, won an award at Sundance.
Yeah.
But it was, like, I don't know. I felt that was, like, really powerful.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like, it's, like...
It's incredible. It's, like, media, it's, like, it hasn't been... I mean, obviously, everything we're gonna do ever is inspired by other people.
Yeah.
Like the Beatles were definitely heavily inspired by
like, no
a
one,
lot
if,
of people.
You can't ever, like, create something uniquely.
Yeah, but it's not, like... I feel like...
We're not unique. We recycle these jokes.
We're not unique. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
Regurgitate jokes from media.
Hi, I'm Jared. I'm 19. And I never fucking learned how to read.
look at all those chickens.
Oh my anyway. God. Well, basically, I like when, it's almost like there's less pressure, like, in the academia side of music and the academia side of film. There's less pressure to, like, conform to that. It's just, like, the American school system. Like, it teaches you, like, conformity, and it teaches you, like, to learn the same way and to think the same way as everybody else. And,
like, like, you go outside that. Yeah. Or, like, you do something with that, but, like, it's, like, your base, but you change it.
Exactly. It's even if you're influenced by somebody else, like, at the end of the day, you're not doing it because this is the way you've been taught that you're supposed to try and do things. Or, like, even, like, the way that you're, it's, like, you're taught how to experiment.
Yeah.
There, it's, like, it stifles creativity, and I just think it's really cool that the Beatles, the way they did that. I mean, they wrote all their own songs, and they were kids, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I also, you know, I also enjoy when people, like, sample from other songs. I'm like, I notice it, I'm like, oh my god, that's from this song.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
I think it's fun.
I do really, I prefer when people add, like, credit for it.
Oh, well, absolutely, they should add credit, but I'm like, oh my god. It's, when it's realize it, I'm like, oh, that's so
You fun. Know what song I love? It's actually, it's a cover, but it's, it's all, I think I put it on the playlist, but it's a, If It Makes You Happy, but it's a, the cover by Micah Sarah, Michael Sarah Palin, which I think is the funniest band name.
Oh my god. Yeah.
It's just good. It's just a good cover, and I, good cover. I like it.
I agree. Okay. Speaking of Juilliard.
Okay.
Joanne by Lady Gaga.
I just never was a Lady Gaga person. People, not because I don't like it, just, I just haven't had the chance to do it.
Other gay people who listen to Lady Gaga, people say that her new album, Chromatica, is her best one. They are wrong. Sorry, your opinion is bad and wrong. I'm not saying it's not a good album. It's good.
It's not the best.
But Joanna's her best album. Okay. This is something I'm willing to fight for.
I believe you.
Lady Gaga, I'll throw hands for you. Am I a little monster? Yes.
Am I? Shut up.
Am I a Farb?
You yes. are. You are.
But
a
I'm not a Barb.
Monster.
And I'm not a huge Nicki Minaj fan.
That's okay.
Not a huge fan, but I'm a Farb.
Phoebe you Bridgers. Know her song goes hard? Super Bass.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah? I think about that sometimes.
Yes. Every song, or most songs from, like, 1997. So,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
2011.
Yeah.
Right? Very specific year. Well, 2012. Very specific, because we have the little One Direction in there.
Yeah.
2012. 90% of the music fucks. Yeah. Is it nostalgia?
Maybe, but yes. Who cares? It's also good.
It's
The Killers, nostalgia, but it's also
I
good.
I love The Killers.
I know what you mean.
It's the primo song I'm thinking of, the Stars Are Blind by Paris Hilton right now? Yes. Well, do I have that song on a playlist? Yes.
It's a good song. Good for you. I like that. I'm
not like other girls. I'm worse.
I'm worse. Me, because I literally the other day...
I have
day,
very strong opinions on My Chemical Romance. I'm worse.
I listened to the Blue Oyster Cult CD. Because I have their top hits.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to Godzilla, because I find that song very entertaining.
Back to back. Blue Oyster Cult. The Prince of Egypt CD.
Yeah, I also have the Prince of Egypt CD. But
oh my god, cataloging all the CDs I have. Some of those are a little embarrassing.
That's fair, completely fair. But no, I
do have TLC CD
I jumped though. from the Blue Oyster Cult CD, and I turned on my Spotify, and then it starts playing Jolene, and then it switched immediately to like a Beach Bunny song, and I was like, who the hell am I?
Oh my god!
I was like, this is
I'm
not
worse.
I'm worse.
You're not worse. I feel like we have good music taste. Our target audience is each other.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we feel like, that's why our taste is so good, is because it's for each other.
Oh, no. Everything we make is the target audience. We're just ourselves.
we're wearing matching pajamas.
Oh my god, we are wearing, those bitches from Total Drama Island, Sadie Total and Katie. Drama that's us.
Yeah. Oh my god, no, but
the same Walmart tank top.
Yeah, she got dressed, and I was like, oh my god, I have that tank top, and I was like, oh my god, I have those shorts.
Oh my god, that's so crazy.
It was, yeah.
Okay, but now cool. I have to teach you my last album.
Oh, okay, I'm ready.
This one's I've only listened to a couple times, because every time I listen to it, I'm like in my car, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah,
okay. Blue by Joni Mitchell.
I don't know, I'm not familiar.
Oh, really?
Can you tell me, like, a song that I might know?
No.
No?
Yeah, let me look up on Spotify.
Okay, I was gonna say, because
it's just, like, so, I'm like, damn. I'm like,
yeah.
This goes hard. It's like Phoebe Bridgers, but, like, came out in, like, the 70s.
Okay.
That's the best way I can think to describe Joni Mitchell.
But it's old.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh! Okay.
Let me see if she sings a song you know. She sings Big Yellow Taxi.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, Blue, came out in 1971. Yeah, so, yeah.
I gotcha now. Because I was thinking, like...
Okay, but she has this album called Ladies of the Canyon. That fucks.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I was thinking, like, indie TikTok girl, and then you said 1970s.
Oh!
I was thrown for a loop a little bit. I was like, oh. But no, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I just really like music.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Like, are my playlists, like, all the same, like, 30 songs?
I think we just switched. I think that I I'm in my phase now where I'm listening to podcasts instead of music.
Yeah.
Because I can't physically.
Because I've been doing this thing where I listen to, like, 15 minutes of podcast, and then I'm like, I put music on. So it's taken me, like, 3 days to listen to, like, a 45-minute episode.
That's why I like my Spotify daily drive is because, you know, it's, like, news, and then it's, like, a couple songs. And
yeah, but sometimes they're a little, like, long. I don't know. I do.
The news?
Yeah. Give me this in, like, 30 seconds.
I think I have, like, a 35-minute
I have NPR and the New York Times on my iPad. I get a lot of news.
That's fair. Completely fair.
I'm like, fuck.
Oh my god. I follow NPR on Instagram, but I also just have, like, a subscription to NPR.
Yeah.
And so, sometimes I, like, mute the NPR Instagram story. Because I'm like, I already saw these stories.
I have NPR on my iPad.
But I feel so bad about it.
So sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I mean, it's just been, like, hard to listen to music recently. I just think I need something new.
Yeah, I know what you
That's
mean.
That's why I've been listening to Phoebe Bridgers. Not like I'm not seeing her on Sunday, so it's not like I'm new to Phoebe Bridgers, right. But I'm, like, getting into it.
Yeah. It's ready. It's a good way to do
it's
it.
It's a good... It's the season. Tis the season.
Yeah.
Tis the sad girly season.
Me listening to Mitski constantly.
Oh, my God. Some Mitski songs, I'm like... whoop! Crash my car. Just
oopsie.
the shooting star song...
Oh, yeah. That's okay.
But then, like, fuck, what's up? Washing Machine Heart comes on after, and I'm like...
Bum, 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 bum. I get upset to pretty much every Mitski song, but that's because they're a little too close to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do really like the beat that song, so I just, like, pretend I don't hear the lyrics.
It's
like,
very good.
La, la, la.
That's fair.
Driving my little car. La, la, la.
Oh, your car is so cute.
Thank you. I've been told I have a lesbian soccer mom car. By multiple people.
That's funny.
Thank you.
I think it's on its own, it's a soccer mom car with all your stickers. Definitely.
It's, oh my god, did I tell you about the parent who complimented my, okay.
Yeah, you did.
Sawbones, right? Yeah. So they came out with a sticker. It was like, vaccines! Exclamation point. Safe and effective since whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
I should know, but I don't. Off the top of my head. Sorry, Dr. Sydney. Please forgive me.
I'm sure she'll be okay.
Sorry, Sydney, if you hear this, if you're out there, listen to my podcast. What if she listened to our podcast?
I don't think she's listening to
I hope not. If you're of the age of 30, no.
I've been listening to the episodes, like, the older ones, and working my way up. Mm-hmm. And I'm on episode, like, 32. And so, I just keep having to remind myself, like, Reagan, this was 7 years ago, like, her baby's been born, she's not pregnant anymore.
It's like, when I listen to, like, old, like, my brother, or, I mean, I'm like, old ones, I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
This was before they all had children.
I know, right? They say shit sometimes, they make jokes, and I'm like... That's painfully accurate, given our current climate.
That's so funny joke from 5 years ago.
Like, there was one...
Where they're, like, in, like, tennis, it's, like, 6 years ago, I'm like, huh. Or, like, even 3 years ago, I'm like,
oh, my God.
Funny. Anyway.
Time just keeps going, huh?
Circle back to my magnets on my car.
Right.
So I have my vaccine one, and then I have one that says, save our swamps for the swamp monster.
Yeah, I was with you when you bought that one.
Oh, my God, I got it at this, like, museum gift shop in Savannah.
Yeah.
Fuck, I want to go through the museum so bad.
I do, too.
Anyway, so I have that, and then I have, like, a little bike sticker, which is very cute, and
it
then
is
my
cute.
School sticker, and then, like, a little Team Promo sticker. But then I have flower magnets.
Oh, I love your flower magnets.
All over my car, and I'm whipping it around. I'm like, oh, cute. Okay, here with us, we have our guest.
We have, Jasper, the... Mm-hmm. Baby of the family.
The cat. Yes. He's very handsome.
The cat. And we have me, Avery.
Jasper's handsome, but he's not as handsome as you.
No. Thank you for coming, Avery. Thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome. We're glad to have you.
Yeah. So, have I driven you around? No?
No.
Oh, you should have gotten experience the car.
We'll ride you in Jocelyn's car. Have you seen her cool stickers?
Yeah. Mm-mm. I have little flowers on my car.
She has cool flowers.
I know. I was going to come like, what's your experience in the car? Jasper, what's your experience in the car?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, climb over my iPad. Okay. Thank you. Thanks, little man. Are you scared of my water bottle? Anyway, I'm
just... He's afraid of everything.
Hey, handsome. Hello. Hello, sweet boy.
Avery, I would love to ask you while we're here about your hair care routine.
Yes.
Okay. So, I like long hair. Mm-hmm. It's really hard. It gets tangled a lot each day, and it's really hard to brush.
Yeah.
And... I don't want to cut it so bad that if I cut it...
No, I like your long hair.
Then I'll it's be really paid. Pretty. I'm not paying somebody to cut it.
Mm-hmm. No.
I will get paid to cut it.
Even though you're 10.
Oh, my God. That's so smart.
Oh, you gotta work the system. There
find, like, an old man who's like, you should cut your hair. And you're like, give me $20.
No, shoot high, 50.
Like, that kind of thing?
You have long hair.
$20 an inch if it was a random
old man. Oh, my God. Damn. Oh, my God. Yeah, know your worth,
our little businessman over here.
And then I would also...
Yeah, you get that sucker.
Or, and then... Tell him. If he actually wanted it or whatever, then I would sell it to him for... $50 in it.
For, like, rope or something?
What?
You could donate it for, like...
Maybe he's on a lot of drugs, so he's bald and he needs...
I mean, you could just donate your hair to, like, a wig-making people. Yeah. You know, that could be... Like, if you decide...
You could donate it to, like, some cancer kids.
Yeah.
But I think that the selling it idea is very smart.
That's... Okay, what's your hair care routine?
Yeah.
How do you... I don't know what that word means.
Oh, what do you... It's like, how do you take care of your hair?
Oh, so... I have a broken arm, so I can't really... Actually, I have a brace now, so I can wash it myself.
That's good.
Yeah.
But normally I wash my hair with shampoo and conditioner.
Conditioner.
And then I make sure to rinse it out, but I do the shampoo first.
Yeah.
And
then
rinse it out, and then the conditioner rinse it out.
Yeah, do you brush your hair while the conditioner's in it?
That's what I do.
It's a good tip. You should try that.
Okay. Like, try it and give it back to us next week. Yeah.
Use your little brush I bought you, and, like, while the conditioner's on it, brush it.
And then rinse it with cold water.
Yeah. It's a good way to do it.
I think you should try that.
Your hair is really lovely, though. You really probably don't need any help.
No. Do you have any other topics you'd like to discuss with us, Avery?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Which new mob won the Minecraft thing?
Oh, the Ave.
It did?
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That's good.
So, there was the Copper Golem. They would also add copper buttons into the game. Mm-hmm. It would give copper use. But it would be best for probably people that like redstone and stuff. And the Ave, if you give it an item, it will go and find items on the ground.
Yeah.
Not like, it won't just like duplicate items or anything. But it'll find items that are like dropped on the ground or something. So it would be really good for making an automated farm.
Oh yeah, that's good. That would be helpful. So you don't have to like fucking harvest.
But is it cute, though?
Yeah, we have to have a cute.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's cute. Like, okay, good.
It's like the Vex. They were all pretty cute, but like the Vex, except not as scary and more blue.
That's good. Yeah. We want that.
And then there was the Glare, which was the least rated.
Yeah.
Mainly because of its use. It had this, like, forest nature type design.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then in the inside where the eyes were, it was just, like, a shadow.
I don't know if you knew this, but Dream is actually one of Jocelyn's favorite YouTubers.
Mm-hmm. I do. Yeah.
But
I don't really watch a lot of YouTube, though. I usually watch a lot of Bon Appetit, but yeah, he's up there.
Avery has good opinions about Dream.
Yeah, what's your opinion?
I really like his Dream SMP and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And my favorite character on there, I gotta say, is probably Tubbo Rambu or Technoblade.
Oh, okay. Good choices.
Yeah, solid choices.
Very choices.
All right, do y'all want to wrap it up?
Yeah, we can wrap it up tonight.
The glare,
I'm ready.
Whenever a place is dark enough for mobs to spawn, it'll get grumpy.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, but it's like, I like, that's cute. Just like Jocelyn gets grumpy.
Oh my God, cute.
You get grumpy too, Goober.
You get grumpy too.
Oh, that's fair.
Glass castles, hey, tisk tisk.
We all get grumpy.
We're all human here. We all get a little hangry.
Do you want to sign us off, Avery? Just gotta tell everybody bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening. Oh, and our song of the week. What's our song of the week right now?
Our song of the week is,
Working for the Knife by Mitski. Is that
Our song for
Yay.
The week.
Yay. Thank you for listening.
Remember to buy from our sponsors.
Our sponsors.
NordVPN.
Our sponsors we don't have.
We don't have.
Uh-huh. All right. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.